Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly. And you're not having a stroke or going crazy. You are, in fact, hearing some light Christmas music.
Light Christmas music.
You know why? Because there are no songs for Thanksgiving. And if there were, we'd play them. But there aren't, so we're celebrating Christmas early. And if you don't like it, well...
tough.
Fuck you if you don't like Christmas.
Yeah, fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Oh, shoot. Sorry, we're already in the Christmas spirit.
We are already in the Christmas spirit, so... It's cold outside. I got the heat on in the house and in the car.
I know. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. It's dark at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because of daylight savings time?
Because of stupid fucking daylight savings.
Daylight savings.
I'll tell you my most hated argument. We were complaining about this before the show started. That we both hate that Indiana jumped on the bandwagon. I liked it being like us and Arizona that didn't ever change.
It was kind of nice.
It was. The argument of, like, it's better for businesses. Yeah, because people in Chicago have such a hard fucking time running successful businesses.
I know, right? And then there was a whole debate, like, we should join Eastern Time. We should join Central Time. I don't care. We just need to stop.
Yeah, I really liked it when we didn't have to change our clocks.
I liked it when it was not 5 p.m. and dark as shit outside.
Yeah.
Does not help the seasonal affective disorder.
No.
At all.
No. No, it does not.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
So, all right, well... enough of that fuckery. Yeah. Let's warm up the tires.
All right. We're talking about the silly season, which there's not a lot. So we're going to talk on that for a little bit. We'll hit the female racer news and, of course, our Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll be doing some learning. A little fun learning for us, I think.
Fun learning for sure.
And then some shit we didn't make up because we love it.
We love that section.
We do.
All right, well, silly season and news. So Juncos is wanting to have a full season, not just four races.
Right, and they're the ones Kyle Kaiser is with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about just four races, but there's been some news come out that they want to do the full season, which good on them.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm all about it.
I think it'll be great. Hopefully they can. Hopefully Harding gets his shit together and can make that formal announcement that everybody's waiting on.
Agreed. Agreed, and hopefully we gain some more sponsorship.
Yeah.
For Connor Daly and find out where he's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, right now, the rumors I see on the internet are either Dale Coyne, obviously, or Edge Road Course Buddy.
Yeah, so we're still waiting to see, because either way, he needs to bring sponsorship dollars.
He's
got to
bring the cash. What do you think? What would you like for him?
I mean, I would like to see him have a full season.
Mm-hmm.
So Dale Coyne, I think, would be a better choice as far as that goes. But I would love to see him on Ed's team.
I know. It's kind of like a heart versus head fight.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, Ed and Connor are both very, you know, patriotic and mm-hmm. pro-American. And they're both from Indiana. And they just, I don't know. I just would love to see them together on a team.
I mean, if they shared a ride, it would be kind of fun.
It would be so much fun.
But I think obviously first would be for him to have a full season, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was on Coyne 2016.
He was, so.
I mean, he'd be going, let's see, Dale's, Coyne is Honda, so he'd be going Honda, Chevy, Honda again.
But
with the new body kits, I wonder how much of a...
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to make
that much of a difference
since the chassis will still be the same.
Yeah.
So.
People kind of read into, I guess he had to turn in his Chevy whatever car that he was driving.
Oh.
And they're like, see, that means he's going to Dale Coyne. I think that just means his current contract with Chevy has ended, and until he inks a new contract.
Why are they going to give him a free car?
Yeah, that's just smart.
Yeah, when I'm in between jobs, I don't still receive a paycheck.
Yeah, I just think that's it. Like, his contract ended with Foyt. Chevy was like, hey, thanks, can we have our car back now?
That'd be great, thanks.
Hey, can we have our car back? Sorry about... you losing.
I'm gonna go ahead and need to lift that from you. Thanks.
Hey, can you turn that in? Because also apparently Carlos Munoz had to do the exact same thing.
I'm like, sure.
It's because they're contracted.
Yeah. Yeah. Chevy's not just letting people drive cars all willy-nilly without contracts.
So here you go, here's a car.
Right.
Here's a car.
If Chevy was handing out cars, I might actually drive one. I made a free car.
I know.
You would never drive anything but a Honda.
I wouldn't. I mean, Honda's handing out free cars. Feel free to contact me.
cool. You would knock people down.
I'd throw some elbows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I 100% believe that. All right. So we also have some news and possible crossover drivers.
Yeah.
So Ryan Blaney is a NASCAR driver, and he wants to drive in the Indy 500. He actually wants to do the Memorial Day doubleheader.
I like that. That's what they call it.
I don't know. That's interesting. That's but it's not really on Memorial Day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but yeah, so that would be the Indy 500 and then the Coca-Cola 600. Yeah. And there's only a few drivers who have done both in the same day. Tony Stewart being one of them, actually, who is from Columbus, Indiana. Good old Hoosier.
Oh, wow. We did not plan
that. We did not.
That's funny.
So, good for him. I think that's awesome. I mean, an 1,100 miles of racing in one day is quite the feat. So, if he can get it done.
See, Tony Stewart's done it. Blaney wants to do it. Is there any car drivers who's done? Because he's so far in NASCAR. What about an Indy car driver who kind of did it that way? Do we know?
You know what? Let me look.
Okay.
All right. So, it's also called double duty.
Well, I mean, two things. A, I like it because it kind of harkens back to, like, the armed forces. That everybody, but then it's also duty.
Duty. So, okay. So, yes. Yeah, so, there have been a few drivers to attempt to do it.
Yeah.
But Tony Stewart is the only one who has successfully completed both races in the same day.
Okay.
This feat was first attempted by John Andretti on May 29th, 1994. And Tony Stewart became the first and only driver to successfully complete that in 2001.
Okay, cool.
So.
Not a lot of people have done it then.
Not a lot of people have done it.
But that's a lot of driving.
It is a lot of driving.
I mean.
That, yeah.
If you think about it, like, that's, oh God.
I mean,
we're already thinking about, like, going to the race and then going back and watching the race at the Mexican restaurant. Like, that's a lot of racing for me just to watch.
I mean, it is a lot of racing.
I will be happy, don't get me wrong.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, to be in a car, well, and just with it being that hot and the dehydration, and I think that would be very hard. So the other drivers to attempt, so John Andretti was the first to try, and then Robbie Gordon, Tony Stewart, and Kurt Busch. So other than John Andretti, everybody else was primarily in NASCAR.
I thought John Andretti was primarily NASCAR.
Was he primarily NASCAR?
I think he is.
Oh.
He's, or like non-open wheel.
Interesting.
But I thought so.
All right. I mean, I could definitely be wrong on that.
Oh, I could too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Andretti.
So, but that's interesting. It's interesting. Well, I would assume that most IndyCar drivers don't hold the Coca-Cola 600 in esteem like people do with the Indy 500. So I can see where IndyCar drivers are like, I don't care.
No, thank you. Yeah, I guess, you know, the Indy 500 is kind of like the crown of ours. So, I mean, maybe it would be for an IndyCar driver doing the Daytona and then another race.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any races on Daytona weekend.
I don't think so.
There's not. No, because Daytona is a lot earlier. Anyway.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Well, and then speaking of IndyCar drivers who want to possibly do stock cars, Marco, I just saw the M and the A, apparently was waiting for a flight or some bougie bullshit like that.
Yes.
And decided to do a Q&A on his Twitter because, I don't know, he wanted to. And somebody asked him if he ever had an interest in doing stock cars, and he said yes.
Interesting.
So, you know, he said yes. I know Hinch has kind of talked about doing either a stock car or one of the supporting ladder series races.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about our drivers crossing over.
I mean, I'm fine. Well, I don't really care what Marco does.
Well,
Let me preface that.
Hold up.
And I'm fine with Hinch doing other races. I just don't want him to leave IndyCar.
Right. I think that's kind of my big thing is, A, I don't want him to leave IndyCar, and B, I don't want him to fuck with their schedule.
Yeah.
Especially if you're one of my drivers that I'm picking. Like, don't be doing this to
me. Yeah.
Because I'll be like, whoa, I need you to win this race. Get back there.
Mm-hmm.
I will become that person who just starts yelling at the TV.
Well, yeah.
I already do that.
I mean, we already do, but
yeah.
I need my drivers to stay.
Kind of stay in their lane.
Stay in their series. Yes.
Please to stay in your lane.
Please.
So, I don't know. Like, maybe after it. Like, maybe next year Marco's like, oh, I'm done with IndyCar. I'm going to try stock car for a while.
I mean, best of luck to you, Marco.
He's going
to
pull a Danica.
Godspeed. I wish you nothing but the best.
Can we call it pulling a Danica, though?
No, I think pulling a Danica is where things go wrong and you blame everybody but take zero responsibility.
Oh, bless her heart.
I think that would be pulling
a
Danica.
I guess that's pulling a Danica. Although that documentary looks interesting.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, I don't have that channel, but
if it's... What channel is it on?
Epics? I don't even know what that is.
Hmm.
Is it like Showtime?
I don't know.
HBO? What is this? It's like that Go 90 where the other NASCAR shit is on. I'm like, that's not on the real TV. Okay.
It's not.
It's not on the real TV.
Hmm. I wonder if we can get it on Hulu.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
you can. Check that out.
It'll be interesting to...
All right, female racer news. So, the Pippa Mann scholarships.
Yeah, a few more got announced.
Excellent.
I'm going to apologize in advance because I'm going to butcher every name. Hannah Adair. Sure.
And she got a scholarship for midgets.
Yeah, she's a midget driver, which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
You don't see a lot of that, so good for her.
And in fact, the Lucas Oil Raceway put out stuff on Facebook and on Twitter about the scholarships and all that today. There's some social media action there.
Good for them.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. And there was pictures of Pippa with some of the drivers and in cars and whatever, so.
That's good.
Yeah. And then we've got Ari Venbert.
Yes.
And she does karting.
Yeah.
There's Taylor Mass, mm-hmm. also does karting.
I don't think that's Zoe's last name.
No, but it's Zoe that we saw.
Yes, at the USF.
Yep, oh, for the USF 2000.
That's her Instagram handle.
It's Zoe Racing.
Zoe Racing.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that is her last name.
It is not. It is. Nope. Zoe Edenholm.
There we go. Zoe Edenholm. So, very cool. So, 4 more Pippa Mann scholarships.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I liked the Lucas Oil Raceway's page because, I like some of their stuff. And then I was like, I'll go ahead and like their page. Sure.
You're like, All right, fine. You helped out Pippa.
Right. Like, I support it. I'm about it. So, which, speaking of social media.
Oh, look at you.
If you don't follow us, you should. We are also on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can search Fast Cars, Fast Girls in the search bar, or you can go to facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Instagram at Fast Cars, Fast Girls, and you can find us on Twitter at Fast Cars N317, and that's IN.
Yes.
Because we're adults and we spell things out. We are not millennials. We are adults.
We are adults. And thank you for listening. And while you're listening, maybe jump on whatever platform you're using and rate and review and make sure you subscribe. So every Wednesday-ish, you get a little
notification.
And you're like, oh my goodness.
They've put on another episode.
This is amazing.
Thank God. Thank God I set up the automatic subscription.
Yes. And your Wednesday is brighter for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, people that have done that have reported a 20% increase in happiness.
It is true. I've seen the studies.
Yeah.
So
they're valid and accurate.
Yes. It was peer reviewed. If you will.
I will on that one.
Okay.
I will. I'll allow it. So, all right. Well, on to our Women Crush Wednesday.
And by the way, this might be one of the most badass Women Crush Wednesdays I've ever...
It's... Yeah.
Because I was looking up female racers and I was like, how old is this broad? Oh, snap. I'm going to look what she did.
Yeah.
So it's Maria Teresa de Filippis, D-E, and then F-I-L-I-P-P-I-S. That's a P-P. Sorry. So she started racing the way most of us start anything. She got teased by family members and said, basically... Fine, watch me. And then she competed a 10-kilometer drive at the age of 22 in a race. In 1954, she came in second in the Italian Sports Car Club Championship. So that earned her a ride as a works driver for Maserati.
Awesome.
Apparently was back in driving back then. I don't think they are anymore. They're not. Oh, excuse me. And so as their works driver, she took place in hill climbing and endurance racing.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. And then that translated into a Formula One career for her. She, let's see, in 56, she won the Naples Grand Prix. She didn't win it. I'm sorry. Even better. She came in second in a supporting race there.
So she was at the Naples Grand Prix.
But in one of their ladder series races, came in second. 1958, she did not make the Monaco Grand Prix. She was off by 5.8 seconds. However, what's interesting is somebody else who didn't make it at that time is current F1 president Bernie Ecclestone.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they were racing at the same time.
Huh.
How was kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
In 58, she finished 10th in the Belgian Grand Prix, and she finished the race. And then she had a lot of issues finishing races due to engine problems, which I believe is currently called pulling a Fernando.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, he's got them engine problems.
He does have some engine problems.
But a new cat, so it's okay.
He does have a new kitten named Cleo. That's adorable.
It's kind of cute. Let's see. The last race she ever competed in or tried to was the 59 Naples Grand Prix, and she unfortunately failed to make it into the race due to speed. After she left Formula One, no other woman would race for another 15 years.
Wow.
And I'm going to hopefully have these quotes right. And I forgot to write them down. So there were two kind of quotes about her or that were said to her that she reported. So the first one was from Juan Manuel Fangio, who is like a 5-time world champ. And he told her that she drove too fast and took too many risks, which I was like, get some?
Yep.
Get some. And I think you contrast that with the French Grand Prix race director refused to let her ride and told her that the only helmet a woman should wear is the one at a beauty shop.
Wow.
Wow. So you go from somebody going like, you are flat out too fast. Like, you're driving like a bat out of hell, to be like, you are not, you are too feminine to drive, basically, is what the French told her.
And she said, I don't think so.
She said, look here, Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Why don't you spend some time at the beauty salon? I got races to drive.
I gotta go get my car. So I found that pretty badass.
That is pretty badass.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure not for the faint of heart in the 50s as a woman trying to race.
Yeah, like the 50s was some dangerous shit.
Yeah.
Apparently one of the reasons she stopped driving was because a lot of people were killed, including like some of her friends. And I was like, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people died in the 50s.
Yeah. So. But yeah, good for her. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Quite the pioneer for women.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Especially in the F1 world.
Yeah, that's a good Woman Crush Wednesday.
It is. Thank you.
I like it. All right, now to Look Ma, We're Learning, which this section this week is called Science, Bitches!
Science, Bitches! All right. Take it away, science.
Okay.
You got this.
I know. This is my shit.
I know. I was like, I'll write it down, but she's getting it.
And this is my shit. All right. So, an intro to physics. I feel like we should have, like, classical music in the background right now.
I mean...
an intro to physics.
Please don't tempt me.
Oh, all right. So, some basic physics. So, Newton's laws of physics. An object stays, I know physics, I just can't read. Object stays in motion until acted upon by a force, aka push a ball, and it will, theoretically, unless something stops it, continue rolling. The change of momentum is proportional to the force times mass. Mm-hmm. So if there's something moving, there's a force upon it that is propelling it forward.
Yeah.
One object applies force to another object. The second object pushes against the first object equally and in an opposite matter. So they're pushing against one another. So like the action and reaction.
That's exactly it. Yes.
So for each action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
There it is.
So, all right, some aerodynamics. Simply put, something... air or water going past an object exerts force upon that object. It can change its direction, its speed, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Lift is perpendicular to the oncoming flow, so at a 90-degree angle.
Yep, I was going to say, like, think about your vertical and your perpendicular, and your parking is how I always remembered it.
Yeah.
Parallel and perpendicular parking. Think about that one.
There you go, yeah. And then, like, think of an airplane. The wind traveling over the wing has to change its pattern as it moves around the wing, and so that applies... force to the wing and actually gives you lift.
Yeah.
Wind is forced to go over and down the wing. And then going back to Newton, now you have an equal force applied to the wing top and bottom, and that
is
your lift force.
Which is why the wing is tapered, because it kind of helps the bottom force a little bit.
It does, and it helps lift the plane up.
The butt force, if you will.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is why airplanes are super cool.
Yeah.
Because before people really understood physics, it seemed like it was impossible to get a big metal tube to fly in the air, but... then we realized, hey, we have physics. We have science.
Science.
We can do these things.
We're smart.
Our drag force is acting in opposition to the movement of the object. So it creates resistance. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a great example. Yeah, you're driving down the interstate, yeah. You roll down your run, you put your hand out. Well, it tries to push you back. You feel that drag force. It's resistance. Tilt it down as you're driving.
Right, yeah. And then you...
Yeah.
That's why I like
everybody does that, yeah. Whee! Your arms, like, swimming through the wind.
It's
yeah.
kind of fun, yeah.
It is. Everybody's done that in their car.
Yeah, I mean, you all have.
You have.
You have.
So, and then also, I mean, you know, you think, like, drag force, like, when I was swimming, we would wear multiple swimsuits and pantyhose and things like that to create extra drag. Hmm. Because it would make it, we'd have to work harder to go through the water, and so we would build muscles. And so then we were swimming, I mean... Then when we were swimming in meets, you know, we would go faster because we had built these muscles from working harder to go the same distance.
For some reason, for a minute, I was like, you would wear all that during a break? No.
No, no, no. No, during practices. No.
I was like, no, that's not right. That's not right at all.
Yep. Or like if you think, you know, wearing ankle weights when you're practicing basketball.
Yeah.
You know, so that you can try and build muscles and jump higher and things like that. You know, that adds drag. That. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Now... apply it to some race cars.
Because that's what we're... I mean, this is not a math podcast.
It's not.
Or a science podcast.
It's not.
No, it's a racing podcast.
So, let's apply it to some cars. Take it away.
All right, so let's go back to our OG, Newton.
Newton.
The physics OG.
He is.
He's like, don't get me wrong, there are other great people, but Newton's the physics OG.
He is.
So, back to his three kind of rules. So, the first one, an object in motion stays in motion. So, if you... theoretically, again, in like the perfect theoretical world, you start that car and that car keeps going, it's just gonna go going. However, you know, there's shit in there, so it's not. Which is kind of the third, I'm gonna skip and go, that's actually the third rule. When an object applies force to another, that second object pushes back on it. So while theoretically the car is gonna keep going, it's gonna run into stuff, be that, you know, road wear against tires, you're braking,
wind.
Other cars, things like that. So that's going to slow it down. And if you want it to go faster, obviously then a change in motion is proportional to the force times mass. You got to increase that combustion force and push the car forward.
So pedal to the metal.
Pedal to the metal. And then aerodynamics is actually really big, especially with this new body kit.
It is.
So, you know, really with cars, there's lift, but they've really taken away the lift.
Yeah.
Because you had cars flipping.
Well, yeah, because you get airborne at, you know, 230 miles an hour. So we don't want cars to do that. We don't want them to fly.
No, and it's not like the side-by-side flipping. There's been a couple of times where I remember watching practice and seeing the car flip, like, end over
head of our ass, yeah.
And you're just like... oh, no.
They're not supposed to do that.
That's not how cars work.
That's not how they're supposed to work. They are supposed to stay on the track. Yeah. So they have created our chassis, and especially this new one,
yeah.
With an amount of downforce to keep the car on the track while still going very, very fast.
Right. And I think even on this one, they indicated the location of the downforce has changed.
Yeah, where it's coming from. It's actually coming from the bottom of the car instead of the top.
Which is going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, and should hope... I mean, hopefully we'll see faster speeds with that.
That's what it
means. And as they... I mean, as this design model improves and evolves... hopefully we continue to see that. So I think that the next chassis they have is going to be even more badass.
Well, I mean, it's always going to get better.
I mean, it is. But since this is the first time where the downforce is coming from the bottom of the car, I think that's a really big breakthrough.
Definitely.
In the physics of designing race cars. It's, yeah. Anybody who's into physics and science, it's like super nerdy, but I'm giddy about it.
I know. It's kind of cool to see everything happens.
Yeah. Super into it.
I mean, seeing them on the turns and how they hugged that track, I was just like, oh my God. So good.
Yeah.
So good. So yeah, I mean, that's it. The drag is kind of what helps them stick to the track. And they do that sometimes with the turning.
Yes, of the...
the front wings, the back wings. And that's when you can hear them say, you know, we need to do a quarter turn or a half turn. Well, the car's getting loose.
Yeah.
And you're like...
hear them say, like, it feels loose. You know, they need to... they're adjusting those wings so that the air flows in a particular way. Same as our... airplane wings are designed in a specific shape to maximize, you know, what their purpose is. The cars, we do the same thing.
Like if you're driving, God, if you're flying and you're able to see the wings, like when you're getting ready to land, they're going to change the shape of that wing and elongate it to keep the go slower.
Yep, and they'll lift up flaps and different things. And
yeah.
So,
which is kind of fun when NASCAR cars...
When their little flaps come out,
yeah. Little top flaps. I'm like, oh no, we startled it.
It's scared.
Uh-oh, we spooked it. Oh, shoot.
All right, so with the aerodynamics, our drag is our downforce. Mm-hmm. It's the reverse of lift. Let's see. And they adjust that, I mean, anytime they need to at their pit stops and things like that.
Which is kind of fun when you get to see them do that.
It is. You'd think it'd be more involved than it is, but it's really like super simple.
It's like taking like a little squeak.
Right?
Like, boop, done. I can't remember
They just do a little twist, like a little Allen wrench.
Thank you. I was like, damn it, what's it called? Yeah.
Allen wrench, yep.
I'm sure somebody's just got like magnetic Allen wrench. That's it. I got like 8 of them in my house.
Right, like the super expensive machine, and all they do is come out with an Allen wrench and like, quarter turn. You're good, boss.
Next they're going to come out with some duct tape. Hold on.
Or what was that tape that we saw the commercial for?
Oh my God.
That was like good underwater. It was like duct tape on steroids.
Yes. I thought it was another animal. Or I'm thinking Gorilla Glue.
I think you are thinking Gorilla Glue. Oh, that was the most hilarious infomercial we've ever seen.
They were just fixing pipes with it. And I was like, I mean, why isn't there just somebody in the garage in every Indy car just with it on his arm?
Like, yeah, we were like, we want to try this out on race cars.
Because it was right before,
SCCA, I think.
No, was before one of the races. Where did Joseph get spooned by Bourdais?
Oh.
Not Sonoma, it was right before Sonoma. Watkins Glen.
Yes.
Gosh darn it.
There we go. Yeah, it was. Yeah. And because they advertised that it was waterproof, we were like, doesn't matter that it's raining
doesn't
there.
Matter. And
they could use this tape.
And he lost some of his front, and I was like, sounds like they needed some of that tape.
Sounds like they need the tape.
Because I don't know about you, but if that happened, I'd have been like, give me some duct tape. Hold on. Mario might have fixed it with a wrench. I'm going to fix it with some duct tape.
I'm going to fix it with some tape.
Fix it with some tape.
Oh, well, that was quite the tangent. Okay, so back to our physics of driving. So what do our good drivers do? And do you need to understand all the ins and outs of physics? No. I mean, there's certain things that you just innately know.
Right.
You know that if you are on the interstate, there's a sweet spot behind a semi-truck where you don't have wind pushing against you, and you can just kind of coast. And if you have one of those cars that shows you your exact gas mileage, like, you'll see that your gas mileage, miles per gallon, will go up a crazy amount. And you're like, I have found the promised land.
Yes.
But then when you try to pass that semi-truck...
It is not so fun.
I actually love when I have a car that... like, will tell me exactly what my gas, like, my miles per gallon is, like, in real time.
I've never thought about doing that.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Wow.
And so, as you pass the semi-truck, I mean, you feel it, like, you have to fight against it. There's, there's this, you're driving through dirty air.
Yeah.
It's really what it is. All that air has been displaced, and it is acting as a drag force against your car.
I'm not happy.
The same things apply on the racetrack as well. So, you want to keep the car moving and in motion, obviously.
Goal one, keep moving.
Yep, that's kind of basic. Tires on the track, because again, you want to decrease the amount of friction. And anybody who's ever ridden a bike or roller skates or roller blades or whatever knows that it's easier to drive on pavement than it is in the grass. You'll lose a lot of speed and forward momentum if you get in the grass. So you want to keep those tires on the track.
Maybe keep them on the track.
It's kind of a BFD.
You know.
And then one of the things that we use drag for that is beneficial to us is that we want those tires to be warm when they say warming up the tires, because we want to create a certain amount of friction
so that
the car stays on the track, like we talked about earlier with, we want to have downforce and avoid too much lift. We also want to
keep it sticky too, so that it stays on the track. No flipping.
Avoid, sudden movements on the tires, nice smooth turn.
Don't fight the car, as we've seen people have to do.
Yep.
I think the more you fight the car, it's just going to fight you back.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Also, you should avoid other cars. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I have not found that to be true.
Are you Charlie Kimball all of a sudden?
No. Nope, I just wanted to be contrary. I have not found that to be true. Who do I think I am? Lynn St. James in turn one?
Who do you think you are? Michaela Lotion?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Michaela.
poor Mikhail. All right. So the cars also, they want to get in that clean air.
Yeah.
So same as when you are passing a semi-truck, you know, that air really does make it harder for you to drive, whereas as soon as you get in front of it, it's like you have, you know...
It's free.
It's free air. All of a sudden you're like, oh, I don't have to fight the air anymore.
Well, and I think we saw that a couple times this year, especially in road courses.
Yeah.
I know Mid-Ohio, when Joseph got in that clean air, I mean, his lead just...
Oh, he stretched it out so far. And
that's exactly it.
Nobody else could catch up, and they're working in dirty air. So.
Yeah, I mean, once you hit that clean air, you can just keep going. So, it's nice. It's helpful.
It is. So
dirty air is not the exhaust.
Yeah, dirty air is not the exhaust.
It's not the exhaust. It's like cranky air, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, I get why they call it dirty air, but they need to call it something else. Angry air.
I don't know. I kind of like dirty air.
I mean, I like it, but some people think it's the exhaust.
Well, maybe some people just need to listen to our podcast and learn things.
That's true.
I think that's it.
And if that's the case, you should subscribe and download
all of these
previous episodes so you can learn. It's cool.
It's cool. So, all right. Well, there's our physics lesson for the day. So for anybody else who is a science nerd, a STEM nerd, I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did.
You're welcome.
Physics for race fan dummies.
I like it. Physics 101 for you race fan dummies.
All right. I don't mean to call our fans dummies.
No.
No.
No, we're not calling you dumb.
No. We just didn't want to, you know. Get too involved with the physics.
No, this is about as in-depth as we're ever going to get.
It is. Although, for anybody that's super into science, by the way, I just found out this week, MIT offers multiple courses online for free. Like, you don't actually get any college credit for them, but you can go through and
learn. Okay.
Not all of them have, like, answer keys to homework and whatever and assignments, so you may not know if you did something correct if you're, you know. If you're not sure if you're understanding it, but
you still have to do the homework.
Well, you don't have to, but if you wanted to like challenge yourself and see, you know, how well you were learning. Most of them do have answer keys though, so you can kind of gauge how well you've absorbed the information. But yeah, they have a shit ton.
Is there one on race cars?
I don't know. I just glanced, but there were a shit ton of physics ones.
Cool.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
Guys.
So for anybody who really is into like just continuing learning, MIT offers all kinds of free shit.
That's pretty awesome.
Right?
I'm going to have to take a look.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
have to take a look.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yep, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Definitely.
So.
Shit we didn't make up.
So, since 2003, our drivers.
Yes.
Just ours. Nobody else's. they wear what's called an earpiece sensor, which is, you know, you see them all putting in their headphones. They're not Apple iPods. So these earpiece sensors measure dynamic force that's applied to the driver's head during an impact.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there's...
So that must be how they can tell you, you know, how many Gs, what speed they were going at, all that. Yeah,
because it will measure the vertical, lateral, and longitudinal G forces on the driver's head.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, it also does block out the noise that drivers hear.
So I mean, that makes sense, too, because...
So it helps them contact or speak with their people.
Yeah.
Sadly, it does not stream our podcast.
Not yet. The fact that it blocks out noise is key. Because for me, I have such a hard time hearing. If there's too many other noises, like it's super hard for me to understand what somebody's saying. Like to discern what exactly they're... Like, I don't know. It's like my ears get overloaded. And they're like, fuck it. We're just not listening to anything.
Just shut it down.
It's all gibberish.
Shut it down.
So yeah, to block out noise, that's...
So when you
that would be very beneficial for
when
me.
When you are trying to concentrate, are you a music person or like a noise person or not a noise person?
Oh, no. No noise. I wear... when I used to study and when I used to take exams, I wore earplugs.
See, I'm the opposite. I have to have something moving in the background.
No, I think it's because of my ADD. Mm. Is I can't have anything else because I'm immediately distracted. Like, even if it's... I mean, if it's classical music with no words, it doesn't matter because it's either a song I know and then I'm either like playing it on my fingers or directing it or like humming along, or if it's something I don't know, then I'm like, oh, what song is this? Let me look at this. I think I should own this. Let me blah, blah, blah.
I
could never study in a library.
No, I can't do a library. I can't do other people talking, but I'm a big music while I'm trying to do something fan. Like, I would, you know, the scene in Ricky Bobby where he's got the classical music playing in the car, like that, I would be a much better driver if I allowed that.
Now, see, if I was driving, that'd be different. But, like, if I'm trying to learn something, like read or whatever, like if I'm studying or reading, I can't have music on in the background.
I have to keep that other part of my brain working or else I just go, eh, we're done.
Fair enough.
Not today.
But yeah, when I'm doing things, that's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, if I'm like trying to learn something new.
Not so much.
Not so much at all.
Okay.
So interesting. I did not know that about you.
I know. It's a weird thing of mine, but I have to have something on in the background.
I think a lot of people are like that.
Quite a few are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, it's just me. I just can't handle it.
I mean, I know a lot of people who like complete silence. And that's what's weird about working in an office environment is that there's some people who have to have stuff on and you can be right next to somebody who doesn't and then it's just a fight.
Oh, I'm sure. Which is why I always just had earplugs. Because I was like, well, I might be high maintenance, but I'm not going to put that on anybody else.
Right, like
I'm going to handle my own high maintenance-ness.
I'll have my own earbuds in so I can yank them out if somebody comes in. But yeah, they were usually in with something on them.
Yep. Well, that makes sense.
It is what it is. I have to do a lot of writing in my job, though, so that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy music. Like, yeah, if I'm writing something, if I'm creating something, mm-hmm. whatever. But yeah, if I'm, like, studying hardcore, it's hard for me.
Okay.
So
Will drivers do not have music?
Or our podcast.
Yet. IndyCar. Just saying.
You know, I think the next time we talk to a driver... I want to know. Here's going to be our question.
First of all, I like that you said the next time we talk to a driver. Like, we've had sit-down conversations.
I mean, I wasn't implying that we have or have not. I'm just implying that we have, in fact, spoken to drivers.
We have in Facebook.
And the next time we speak to any of them.
What you call yelling at drivers on an escalator?
Yes, I would. I would call that speaking loudly.
Speaking with forcefulness.
And to be clear, just for clarification on that, I have spoken to both of those drivers since then in a non-yelling fashion.
That I will agree, in a non-speaking with forcefulness fashion.
Yes. That may have been my first impression, but it was not my last.
Your first impression was, oh, fuck, we're going to have to call the police.
She's going to be a police problem.
She's the police problem.
She's going to be a police problem. I'll tell you what, though. That's something that we should talk about with Connor Daly, because if Ed does ever get a restraining order against me and Connor's on his team, I'm going to cry.
Because
I love Connor. And
well,
I don't...
You just have to stay away from Ed.
Yeah, but he's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Is everywhere.
He's everywhere.
You open up your cabinets.
Ed.
Angry Ed.
500 feet. Oh. Okay, so anyhow, no, I would love to ask the drivers, like, if they, what style of music, or like, what one song they would want to be able to hear in the car to, like, psych them up.
Like their hype music.
Yeah, what would their hype music be? Or, you know, because I bet it varies, you know, because some people, you know, would probably have something really hyped, and then other people probably have something really calming, because maybe, like, their brain is already so hyped that they need something that's kind of, like, zen.
I bet so. Tagging off of that, I read an article, because they're shooting a documentary about Scott Dixon.
Baller.
And I was like, where do I sign up to watch this movie?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I'm going to own it.
Yeah. Yes. Who's doing it?
I don't know. I think it's a New Zealand crew is the problem.
Well, that sounds pretty racist. How you said that. That's the problem.
Well, I meant, like, I don't know if it's going to be
those damn Kiwis.
Just released.
First off, it's not Americans, so first that's off, where they fucked up.
I don't understand why. We got a whole Hollywood. what did they have?
They filmed Lord of the Rings there.
All right. They win.
Yeah, they totally they win.
So while you're looking it up, they interviewed Tony, because Tony and Scott, you know, were teammates for a bit and whatnot, and Tony was talking about how he's very emotional of a driver, and I was like, yeah, and how Scott is not, and so, like, Tony would get all wound up, and Scott would be like, whatever, mate, it's fine. And that's my New Zealand imitation, just right, whatever, mate, it's fine.
Yeah.
And so he talked about that, and so I bet, like, I don't know. Like, if you're already calm, do you just want to keep some calm music, or do you want to get, like, your shit together, or...
I mean...
I mean,
guess if you're already calm, I mean, you probably just listen to something you enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, if you feel like, I mean, because, you know, if you're kind of an even-keeled person and you're as hyped or as calm as you're going to be, and, you know, you probably just want to listen to something
like,
you enjoy.
Keep the status quo. It's like when you've got that good buzz going.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want
to... I'm not switching to a new drink now. No, I've got a system.
You hit the sweet spot. It's maintenance.
Maintain.
Only. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not doing shots of Rumplemans now. Oh, I'm in a good place.
Ugh.
Don't even make that noise. That's Christmas in a bottle.
I know, but I can't stand peppermint flavored drinks. That's why, Oh, why is it at the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, mint juleps.
I can't. It's like drinking mouthwash to me. As you take a drink.
As I take a drink.
What would your hype song be? Do you have one? I can go first if you
You know, it varies.
See, it used to vary for me.
It kind of depends on, I guess it would depend on, like, my attitude that day. Because, like, for endurance things, like, when I used to swim, like, I would play, like, classical music in my head when I used to swim the mile.
I get that, yeah.
Because it was so long that, I mean, also, it's like you got to keep yourself occupied. I mean, you know that. You do long distance running. So, yeah, I would do classical music, but part of that was also just because, you know, it's like I'm in the rhythm of, you know,
it's very rhythmic
of swimming, and it's very rhythmic, and yeah, and so it's like I kind of wanted something that the beats per minute matched up with my...
Makes sense.
...with my stride. So, I mean, we both have a couple songs that we enjoy, like DJ Khaled.
Oh, you mean this one? Damn it, DJ.
Money in my mind, I can't help but get it. Everybody can go up. Can you stay there? Yeah, I mean, that's definitely on my list of like...
Like, I'm gonna flip
I'm here to fuck some shit up.
Right? Guess who's gonna win this race? Me!
Right? Like,
You can't pop a jersey, I think. Like you can. I don't think...
Yeah,
race suits are
yeah, you can't really pop them, yeah.
You can't even...
But, yeah.
No, that's not working.
but yeah, no, that would definitely be on there. Yeah.
I'm going to go really left field.
Okay.
Because it's also the song that I play when, like, the month of May starts. Fuel by Metallica. That's a good May song. May 1st is on repeat.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
I'll tell you what. I've got another random one.
I'm actually quite scared. Because I just remember our road trips around Hawaii when you had the music.
What do you mean when I had the music?
We were on the aux cord and I was like, I mean, we're in for a musical treat. It's going to be a ride. I don't know what to expect. Is what
I mean, I am random as shit.
Yes. The world is a
vampire. Okay. Well, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, we'll smash. I'm not angry.
I mean, yeah, but like, if I'm getting hyped, I like a little bit of a rage energy in the background.
Like some Eminem, maybe.
Yeah.
I could do with some him.
Yeah.
Like older.
Yeah.
Like older.
Yeah,
like
I could be into that.
The EP, yeah.
I guess Smashing Pumpkins could be our Thanksgiving music.
I mean, I guess so.
But yeah. Yeah, there used to be, what was it? It was a show about Whale Wars. They used... that Smashing Pumpkins song, Bullet with Butterfly Wings, as their theme song, and it was perfect.
I just want, I mean, you have to wonder, do they have time to listen to music?
I mean, I feel like, I mean, and I feel this way with everything in life, you make time for what you want to make time for.
Well, that is true.
That's just a fact.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand, I mean, they are busy and whatever, but I feel like if listening to music is something they need to do to get in the zone, like,
they kind of do it.
They do it.
Yeah. I mean,
I have seen drivers with, like, headphones in and whatever before.
Yeah, but I imagine it's a bit of a cluster of, like, pull everything off and, like, hand it.
I mean, there's got to be somebody that's designated that, like,
yeah,
you
my
take
mom.
My shit. Yeah.
It'd be mom.
Right?
Mom, can you take all this?
I mean, yeah, I would designate somebody. Like, okay, I'm listening to this up until the minute I have to do X, Y, and Z. Like, you're in charge of it, and you're in charge of giving it back to me.
Yes.
So.
Put it in the special pocket.
Put it in the special pocket.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't want it to be one of the pit guys
no.
who's then going to drop it and I'm going to drive the fuck over it.
Damn.
Right, because that would be me. I'd like hand off my phone to somebody and then I would drive over it.
I don't know. Judging by my phone, it might be me right now.
I mean, it looks like you did drive over your phone.
Yes, it does. I really like the tape job I did.
I enjoy it very much. I enjoy that it's just scotch tape. Like,
that's all I had at work at the time.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's your best bet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Molly dropped her phone and broke it.
Right.
Shattered.
Shattered.
Shattered it.
Mm-hmm. That's the term.
Shattered it like Bourdais' pelvis.
Oh, not too soon, though.
There will be no titanium femurs for your phone,
nope,
though.
Just a new phone replacement screen.
Just a new screen.
Yeah.
So, in fact, we will probably video that since we are science-y women. We're going to replace that screen ourselves.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
So, we'll probably video that. Put that up. Say, I've done it before.
I'm not worried about it. I just need it to get done.
Yeah.
It's real fun getting shards of glass.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
That is, kind of the worst part of that.
It is.
Yeah, definitely is. For anybody who's ever broken a smartphone, yeah, the shards of glass and.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I bet they make time to like relax.
I do too. Like,
you know, zone in. I know they do a lot, especially IndyCar drivers, because they're very accessible to fans.
They are very accessible.
There's all this, but I'm sure there's like an hour built in where they're like, okay, guys, do you?
Well, and you know, it's like they can usually like kind of, you know, pop into a garage or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. But yeah, I want to start asking people that, like
what their hype song
would be, or like if it would be a certain playlist. You know, because a lot of times, you know, people have like a workout playlist and it's a bunch of hype songs. You know, would you?
Different playlists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, or like a road trip playlist. Would it matter depending on what track it was? Would you pick a different song?
Oh my God, do they have playlists for different tracks? Now I want to know this.
Right? I mean, I feel like you would. Yeah. I mean, I would want to have different.
Especially at least road courses and ovals would have.
Yeah.
Because you have to approach both with a different mindset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, be very interesting.
So we'll add that to the list.
Add that to the list of questions.
Don't we just have that?
That and will you marry me? So now we have two questions.
Now there are two. Hello, would you marry me? No? Okay. What's your hype song?
Now that we've gotten that out of the way.
Okay, cool.
We'll come back to that after the interview, though, because I tend to grow on people.
Oh, maybe we should end with that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. I think that, yeah, after a little bit of time, people generally like me more. Or they hate me.
One or the other.
But there's no middle ground. You don't meet me and then feel...
Okay.
And then feel neutral about me.
Okay.
I mean, it's just as who I am as a person, and I've accepted that.
That's
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's all right.
It can be kind of abrasive. So, all right, well, maybe we should white flag this.
I think so. What do you got? Anything?
I don't think so, but I'm definitely going to think of other fun questions that we could ask drivers.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the time that happens at one point in our lives?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, or just, you know, whenever we see them, like just to...
Shit.
Or for us to speculate about. I mean, we could do a whole segment about what songs we think people use. Like, I 100% feel like Simon Pagenaud would have classical music, like Jean Girard. I know, but I also just feel like he, because he is also very even-keeled, like, even when he's mad, like, he's still very quiet and whatever. Yeah, that I feel like it would just be...
Yeah.
Vivaldi in the background.
Good choice, Simon.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it'd be, like, Vivaldi and...
Yeah.
Regardless of like how hyped or not hyped he is, that he would just be very even keel.
Yeah.
Scott Dixon, even though he is even keeled, I feel like
there's a little bit.
Like yeah, like I feel like he might have like some
rage in there.
Yeah, like he might be totally chill, but he'd have like death metal playing.
Sorry.
Like his face would be totally chill, his body's all relaxed, but it's like just screaming metal music.
Heavy metal intensifies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I 100% support that. I enjoy some heavy metal from time to time.
You got to do with what you got, so.
Yeah. What about you?
I am excited that soon we're going to have Light to the Brickyard.
We are.
I don't know. Christmas lights are a big part of my Christmas tradition, so that we get to go to the Brickyard and see the track all lit up, and there's different things. And like last year, they had an abominable snowman from the Rudolph movie.
They
like,
did.
That's my childhood right there.
Right? The Island of Misfit Toys.
Yes. And I was like, ah, I love it. Santa was there.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. Yes, Santa was there. So we, I'm excited.
In a couple weeks. So.
We are going right before Thanksgiving. So
So you should go, I guess, get the speedy pass.
Yeah, get a speedy pass, and the sooner you go, the better. You'll have a shorter line.
Yes.
Because we went like mid-December, and we waited. Well, we wanted to get good and toasted before we went.
Right.
And because we wanted to be drunk and then go look at lights. Seems legit. Because America. And so we did that, but we got distracted because we were drunk. And we were going to go earlier, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, we have to go. And we were in line for fucking ever.
And then there was a ticket to Kerfluffle.
There was a ticket.
Kerfluffle, and that added some time. And
yeah.
Then we had to split up.
It was, yeah, because two of us had to pee. So
I was not part of the pee.
No.
No.
No, it was me and Beth.
I meant that we had to get split up into different cars.
Oh, yeah, we did. I thought you meant like, I mean, because we did get split up on the course as well, because our car had to take a pee break. An unscheduled pit stop.
It's called a pit spot.
It was, and it was not on pit row, let me tell you that. It was not the designated stopping area.
No, the only person who had problems on the front straightaway was my mom.
Who was qualified.
Who wanted to have a new track record. It's fine.
She did. Oh. Santa's beard blew up in the air when she drove past. It's cool.
It's fine. It's cool.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah.
So, all right, well.
Check a flag, I guess.
I think so. Let's wave that flag.
Let's wave it.